Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincone, and here are today's top local stories. The heat wave will soon be over, but we have to get through today. And today, no cakewalk. We're expecting another brutal afternoon. We get the forecast with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Kevin, already seeing temperatures at places like JFK and Teterboro at or above the 90-degree mark. We're at 86 in Central Park. We're going up to 96 this afternoon. While that's not a record, it'll be close. And the real field temperature will get toward that century mark this afternoon. Now, later this afternoon to this evening, we'll have to dodge a thunderstorm or two in the area. Not everyone gets one, but those that do could see some gusty winds and downpours. Later tonight, it'll be warm and sticky with temperatures mid-70s. The heat goes away tomorrow, but we'll have to wait an extra day to get rid of the humidity. And in the interim, there'll be some showers and thunderstorms later tomorrow and tomorrow night that could produce flooding across the area. That all goes away later Friday, and we can say goodbye to the heat and humidity. A beautiful weekend is coming up.
Overnight, the FDNY was called out to an apartment fire in the Bronx. They went to a home along Taylor Avenue in Parkchester. It was on the second floor. Two residents and a firefighter were injured. They were treated by EMS on the scene. They're expected to be okay. This happened before 1 o'clock this morning. The cause of the fire under investigation. Well, a few weeks ago, a former Long Island Sleep Center worker pled guilty to having a hidden camera in the bathroom. He got probation, no jail time. Well, now we're learning 250 people have filed a lawsuit against Northwell Health. Our Sophia Hall spoke exclusively to one of the victims.
Danielle says she is now fearful of going into any public restroom after authorities say she was one of hundreds of victims who were recorded at the Stars Rehab Center by a camera hidden in the bathroom in a smoke detector.
I was going under the impression that they were helping me because I was extremely in pain with my back. And the last thing in my mind was that that was going to happen.
A former employee pleaded guilty to the crime not only at the rehab center, but at a sleep center.
During my time there, I was being recorded against my will.
Northwell Health in a statement says we promptly reported his conduct to the DA's office and immediately revoked his access to the premises. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A 15-year-old is facing charges today, accused of stabbing another teenager during a big brawl that broke out on Monday. It happened in Newcastle in North Hempstead. Police say there were 15 to 20 teenagers fighting. They ran off when cops got there. Officers saw a 13-year-old boy with stab wounds to the arm and hand. Well, after an investigation, police say they found the 15-year-old suspect at the hospital with a cut on his finger. He was charged with assault and criminal possession of a weapon. An MTA board meeting this morning was interrupted by an apparent Zoom bomb.
It doesn't get much more awkward than this. During an MTA board meeting, someone was testifying virtually when all of a sudden the screen went black and a pornographic video of a naked man appeared on the screen while audio of a racial slur played repeatedly in the background. Looks like this was a hack. MTA Chairman Jan Oliber said they would call the person back who was testifying.
I remind our IT friends that we need to take a look at what do we do to make sure that people can't improperly intervene in this public comment session. That can't happen.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A man was hit and killed by a train in Brooklyn early this morning at around 2:30. Police say it was a fight on the platform of the Prospect Park station. The victim never actually fell onto the tracks, but during the fight, cops say his head hit a train that was pulling in. When officers got there, they found the victim with severe head trauma, pronounced dead at the scene. So far, no word of an arrest. National Grid doing some work today in Brooklyn. It says if you smell gas in Park Slope, don't panic. Notify NYC sent out an alert about the planned work near 2nd Street between 4th and 6th Avenues. It's underway now until 8 o'clock tonight. It's not clear if they plan to be back out there tomorrow. Funeral services will get underway tomorrow for fallen NYPD officer Didarul Islam, who was killed in Monday night's shooting in Midtown. The line of duty funeral will take place at a mosque in the Parkchester section of the Bronx. Yesterday, members of the NYPD and FDNY lined the streets for a dignified transfer of Islam's body. He was with the NYPD for 3.5 years, leaves behind 2 sons and a pregnant wife. Islam was working a private security detail when he was fatally shot at an office building on Park Avenue, along with another security guard and 2 people who worked at companies in the building. The gunman killed himself after the attack. Investigators are still trying to piece together what happened, what led up to that, the motive behind all of that violence. They say the suspect had a handwritten note claiming he had CTE, blamed the NFL, which is said to be his intended target. The FDNY joining law enforcement at the city, state, and federal levels today to test out new drone technology.
The FDNY has been using drones at fire scenes since 2017.
Now we're going to start transitioning into putting drones on top of firehouses throughout the city.
A 911 call would prompt the drone to fly immediately to the fire scene, sending back valuable information to the firefighters on the rig. And Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Kaz Daughtry said our complex city provides a great testing ground.
You got radio frequencies, you got cell phone frequencies, you got RF frequencies.
The Department of Defense vetted drones are expected to replace drones made in China. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hudson Yards.
A cyclist is in critical condition this morning after a hit and run in Manhattan. It happened at around 6 last night on 2nd Avenue near 15th Street. Cops say a 65-year-old was riding an e-bike when he was hit by a 21-year-old driving a Nissan. The victim was sent flying off his bike and onto the street, suffering severe head trauma. The driver sped off, but was arrested about 2 hours later in Brooklyn. He's charged with leaving the scene of an accident and driving without a license.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.